deadly tent collapse.
Stakes and stuff coming up out of the ground. The tent's coming up and over.
California wildfire on the march.
We're just watching and seeing how close it comes.
Disabled kids in handcuffs. Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the big top at a circus performance in Lancaster, New Hampshire, came crashing down in a storm yesterday, killing two people, injuring 22 others. Brandon Isham was at the show with his four-year-old son.
People who were part of the circus just yelled run and screaming, the wind blowing the tent. After that, I mean, everything just went black.
Fire Marshal Bill Degnan says the storm packed a powerful punch.
The National Weather Service, they reported that there was 1-inch hail, 60-mile-per-hour winds, as well as severe lightning in the area.
Reports say the two people killed were a man and his granddaughter. In Northern California, 24 homes are gone. Thousands continue to be threatened by the massive wildfire that's forced 13,000 people to leave. This woman believes her home was destroyed.
My heart's broken. Lived here 13 years and I've loved it, but I don't think I can go through this again.
CBS's Ben Tracy says firefighters have their hands full.
It jumped a containment line. It jumped Highway 20, which is where they were trying to contain this fire. But embers actually flew over the highway and started fires on the other side. So now they're trying to protect homes and other structures in that area and beat back those flames before that becomes an entire new area of this fire.
There's still high water in neighborhoods in the Tampa area after days of heavy rain.
It came up so fast. When it starts coming in, it becomes really frightening.
Dozens of people have been rescued from homes and cars. Forecasters expect mostly dry weather the rest of the week. Manhunt over in Memphis. The suspect in the weekend shooting death of a city police officer turned himself in yesterday. Memphis Police Director Tony Armstrong spoke with him.
He wanted to make it a point to say that I want you to know one thing, and I asked what was that, and he said, I want you to know that, one, I'm not a cold-blooded killer, and two, I am not a coward.
Armstrong had called 29-year-old Tremaine Wilborn a coward as the dragnet intensified. Officer Sean Bolton's funeral is set for later on this week. The death penalty is still on the table as a Colorado jury heads into the final stretch, weighing the punishment for the movie theater gunman.
James Holmes has lost the first two rounds. First jurors rejected the insanity defense. Now the jury quickly agreed that the well-documented mental illness was not enough of an excuse. That leaves the sentencing choices either execution or life in prison without parole. The moral decision will be affected by emotional testimony from relatives of the 12 people who were gunned down in the movie theater. Lee Frank, CBS News, Centennial, Colorado.
Donald Trump with 24% has an 11-point lead over Jeb Bush in a just-released CBS News poll of likely Republican primary voters. Trump's favorable ratings have improved, but his unfavorable ratings are highest among all GOP candidates. CBS News political director John Dickerson.
People are so starved for candor from politicians that they're rushing to him because he appears to say what's on his mind. Even in people who say they are not Tea Party supporters, he's basically neck and neck with Jeb Bush.
The political battle over Planned Parenthood funding, stirred up by videos about fetal tissue sales, is likely to continue, even though an effort to end it in the Senate has failed.
Arguing that women's rights were under attack, Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren forcefully defended the group.
I stand with Planned Parenthood.
The effort to defund the organization came up 7 votes short of the 60 opponents needed. But Republicans may try again in a must-pass government funding bill likely to come up next month. Republican Joni Ernst.
The American taxpayers should not be asked to fund an organization like Planned Parenthood.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
A lawsuit's been filed in Covington, Kentucky against a county sheriff and a school official alleging that an 8-year-old boy and 9-year-old girl were restrained in class with handcuffs.
You can do what we've asked you to, or you can suffer the consequences.
ACLU video shows the boy with his arms handcuffed at the biceps behind his back. The lawsuit says the boy has ADHD and the girl has other special needs. Health officials in New York City say they're taking the outbreak of Legionnaires' disease very seriously. 7 deaths have been linked to it. 64 others have been hospitalized. The news has a lot of people on edge.
One of the supermarkets that they said was infected, I get my produce from there.
Officials have traced the likely cause to mist coming from cooling towers in the Bronx, which may have been contaminated by bacteria. Summertime at the office water cooler. Some of the talk may be about how cold it is inside. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
One more arena for the ongoing gender wars. Ladies, it is not your imagination. The air conditioning is too cold. A Dutch biophysicist has discovered that international standards for office air conditioning systems put in place decades ago are calibrated to the metabolic rate of a 40-year-old man. So as you shiver in that woolly pullover while your male colleagues swan around in t-shirts, understand that we don't just need more women on the board. We need them at the drawing boards of the world's engineering firms, too. Steve?
Three major U.S. airlines now say they will no longer transport big game trophies on their jets. American and Delta have now joined United by taking action. It's fallout from the killing of a popular lion in Zimbabwe by a Minnesota dentist. Now to Wichita, Kansas, where the National Baseball Congress has now sidelined all bat boys in its World Series being played there after the death of a 9-year-old boy. Kaiser Carlisle was hit in the head Saturday when a player took a practice swing. He died a day later. He was wearing a helmet. Brady Cox and others on the team are shaken by the loss.
How much he's touched me in the short amount of time I've known him and how much he meant to me, I can't imagine what the family's going through. And you'll always be in my heart for that.
And Kaiser's parents have insisted the team keep on playing in the tournament. Too many have heard it. One of the official songs for the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing sounds familiar. The song, called The Snow and Ice Dance, has a sound as it goes along a lot like Let It Go, the hugely popular Disney hit from the animated movie Frozen. Comments to that effect appear on the song's YouTube page. There's been no comment from Disney. The government's approved a unique drug. CBS's Bill Whitney tells us about it.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved medical devices made with three-dimensional printing, but this is the first time it's okayed a prescription drug. Spritam, made by Aprecia Pharmaceuticals, is used to treat adults and children who suffer certain types of seizures due to epilepsy. A layering process allows the manufacturer to pack up to 1,000 milligrams of the drug into a single tablet, which dissolves when taken with liquid. The company plans to launch Spritam early next year. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
In court documents tied to his bankruptcy filing, rapper 50 Cent reveals more about how he spends his dollars. He claims $185,000 in monthly income. He spends $72,000 a month on his Connecticut mansion, $108,000 on expenses, including $5,000 for gardening. He says he also owes money to his stylist and fitness coach. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.